From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai authorities search for a suspect in the pipe bombing in Bangkok. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha says authorities are searching for a suspect seen in security camera footage at the site where an explosion in the country's capital killed at least 22, including 8 tourists, and wounded 120 others. The Monday evening blast occurred near a popular tourist site, the Erawan Hindu Shrine. There's been no claim of responsibility for the pipe bomb blast. Thai officials say there's no doubt it was intended to kill people and deliver a blow to the country's tourism industry. Holger Siegel is a German tourist.
When we left Germany, we did not think about anything like this could happen here in Bangkok, like in the city center. We were thinking about not going to Egypt, not going to Morocco, Tunisia, or Syria, or whatever. But we were not thinking about not going to Bangkok. And our honeymoon and our vacation will go on, but with a very unsafe feeling.
The country's turbulent political climate over the past decade led to a military takeover last year. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir Monday risked international sanctions, declining to sign a peace deal with rebels aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. He says his government needs more time. Mediators at the talks in Ethiopia say Mr. Kiir told them he needs 15 days before signing. Rebel leader Riek Machar said he was surprised by Mr. Kiir's decision.
We had hoped President Kiir was going to sign. In actual fact, I didn't know that he was not going to sign. Because when I came to the room, I met him here, greeted him before we signed. But then after 10 minutes, I was told he wasn't signing.
A rebel spokesman suggested this may mean continued fighting. This is VOA News.